Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is paid for by Best Made Shoes. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, this is going to be an amazing hour, and I'm really honored to have these gentlemen in here. They are everything that's good with this place that is Pittsburgh. They're from Bloomfield, and you know my love for that place. Of course, Rick DiCarlo, who happens to be their sales exec, he is from there. My producer, Chris Rinaldo, is from there. A lot of friends. Mark Mackey, you've heard on the air with me many times. I've been out there during Little Italy days coming up in August. Of course, just a lot of good memories about that part of Pittsburgh. And tonight you're going to hear about third-generation family business. Charlie Rosen started with a shoe store in 1939 in Brockton, Massachusetts. And there's an interesting side note to that. We'll get to Gene on that in just a moment. Started making custom-molded shoes in 1955 in Miami, Florida. Gene Rosen came to Pittsburgh in 77. The first day, he put an ad in the paper. He got 60 calls from people looking for relief for their sore, achy feet. Mark Rosen, of course, his incredible son, joined his father in 1995. And they're here, folks, and they've been celebrating decade after decade. And I think it's, 42, if my math is correct. So let's welcome them both, Mark and, of course, his father, Gene Rosen, from Best Made Shoes. Let's start with your father. Now, the Brockton, Massachusetts connection is really ironic and pretty incredible. A lot of people may or may not know this. I have a great love for boxing. My friend and your friend, Mark Mackey, loves boxing. Rocky Marciano was from Brockton, Massachusetts. His father was in a factory that made shoes, and at one time, that was the main source of industry in Brockton. So I guess if the shoe fits, you guys kind of were in the right place at the right time, which would eventually become your father's business, your business, and now your son. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You got to tell me about Brockton, though. Was it like Bloomfield, kind of like a Bloomfield? What was it like?
It was a lot like Bloomfield. It was a small, quiet town, and the only thing that was exciting about it really was Rocky Marciano. Every time he won a fight, they had a parade going right through our town.
That's awesome.
It was really exciting having a celebrity like that living in our town.
I mean, undefeated heavyweight champion ever. Just an incredible story. Died in August of 1969. His legacy still lives on for those of us who love the fight game. Hey, Mark, your father, what great history. Your grandfather, how honored you must be to be a part of this name, to do what you guys do, making shoes, quality craftsmanship every day. Good evening.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. It's great. I mean, to do a business that you can be proud of, that your family has done for years, is something that most people don't get really to be part of. So to help people as we do every day is really rewarding.
Listen, for all of my friends in Beaver County and other places, you know, throughout this area who may be unaware of what they do, if you're like me and you got some sore, achy feet from time to time, you know, diabetic shoes, a big situation right now with a lot of folks, diabetes on the rise. They can help you, neuropathy, all of that stuff. You know, like my parents and grandparents said, it's better to spend a little to get more when it comes to feet and comfort, because when your feet are healthy, you're healthy, and it helps you really take a good step into life every day. So if you have any questions for them concerning your footwear, now would be a perfect time to phone in at 866-391-1020. Birkenstock, New Balance, you do sell some great brands as well. But why do you think there's such a need for this, especially now more than ever, Gene, when it comes to custom shoes? Is it just because we're living longer and maybe not taking better care of ourselves? But I could right now probably get half of my friends who are in the sixth decade of their life, and they should come and see you, because we're all talking about the same thing, how sore and achy our feet are. So why so many people, do you think?
It's a good question. More people are realizing that you don't have to have sore feet all the time. I've had people for years come to me and saying, well, I've had this problem with my feet, and I knew there was nothing I can do for it, so I just put up with it. But that's ridiculous because there's a lot that can be done for people who have foot problems. And we have consultations where people come in and tell me what's wrong with them. And we show them different types of shoes and inserts that we make, as well as the custom-made ones. But there's a lot of ready-made shoes that we carry also that'll take care of the problems.
Well, obviously, you must have a lot of respect for names like New Balance and Birkenstock to have them in your store, especially if you're making shoes. What do they bring to the table, do you think, Mark, that set them apart from a lot of other brands?
With New Balance, they're the only real manufacturer that still makes all of the shoes in multiple sizes and widths. So a lot of times people come in with narrow feet, wide feet, and we can really help them because they have such a wide variety to choose from. And with Birkenstock, it's just very well made. It has an orthotic and arch support built in. It's reusable. You can get them fixed. The cork kind of shapes to your feet. And I mean, people wear them for years and it just gives them the support in the right places. And it's been wonderful for our business.
Listen, if you have some questions, all of our lines are open. We can take four people right now at 866-391-1020. You can also reach me at Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. I will get the question to Gene and Mark as soon as you hit that send button. So the number again, 866-391-1020 or Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Gene and Mark Rosen from that third generation family business that is Best Made Shoes. Before we go to break, how long does this whole process take from the time I get into your store until the time I feel the comfort with those shoes on my feet?
With the custom molded shoes?
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, it depends how busy we are. So usually, you know,
6 weeks.
6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks.
Is this hard to do? I mean, I can't. I mean, you're looking at someone's foot and you got to find.
It's not easy.
No, it can't be. I mean, there's got to be a lot of effort and thought that goes into this, right?
There's a lot of parts to it, and you have to know what you're doing and what the patient or the customer needs. It's not just having something that's the shape of their foot. They also have to be able to wear it when you're done. So you have to think about when they walk, what's going to work for them.
Yeah, I mean, and there's so much to it as far as the heel, the sole, the insert. I mean, just incredible stuff. Unbelievable. I don't know how they do it, but they do it, and they do it better than anyone else. So let's take a short break. We'll come back. If you have a question for them, you're dealing with some sore, achy feet, and you want to know if they can help you, call us. Already a phone is lighting up. Going to be a busy hour, 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Gene and Mark Rosen from Best Made Shoes in that best little place in Pittsburgh. That is Bloomfield. We'll be right back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
You know, so many people really fall into the category of having sore, achy feet. And I have to tell you this because you brought it up off the air, Mark. And you know how I am. I'm Italian. I only speak with my hands, but I speak my mind. Truly one of the greatest ever in the history of Pittsburgh, Dr. Thomas Starzl. You actually did some shoes for him.
Yeah, we made custom molded shoes because he was standing on his feet a lot during surgery, and he was standing for 8, 10, 12 hours, and his feet hurt. So he came to us years ago, and we actually made shoes for him.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right, for him to come and ask your help, you must know what you're doing. All right, 866-391-1020. Let's go to the phones and say hi to, Janine and Butler or Janie? Hi, Janie. How you doing?
Janie.
Okay, Janie, go ahead. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. The reason I'm calling is because my husband has terrible time with his feet. He has flat feet, no arches, and about 5 months ago, he sprained his ankle. And it doesn't seem to be getting well quick enough, and we were wondering if this would help him.
Yes, you could come in and we could take a look at his feet. And we can have shoes that would have a lot more support for him, and also an insert which would take some more pressure off. And there's a lot of different choices. So, yeah, come on in, and we'll take a look and see what we can do to help him.
Are you in Bloomfield?
Yeah, Bloomfield, 3 blocks from West Penn Hospital, right on Liberty Avenue.
Okay.
What's the best time to come down?
It doesn't really matter. We're here Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. Usually mornings are a little quieter.
Yeah, we tried calling you, but we couldn't get any answers. So
yeah.
I looked you up on computer, and nobody answered the phone.
They're busy.
We're here.
They're right here. That's why there's nobody there.
Yeah, come by.
Yeah, here, and by the way, that's 5143 Liberty Avenue. And if you want to call them, I'll give you the number again, 412-621-9363. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, you guys actually do have to go home and sleep a little bit once in a while.
Yeah, that's we get 3 or 4 hours.
Hey, now let's get down to some serious stuff here, the whole diabetic situation. And, you know, it's a horrible disease. I've seen family members and friends go through a tough time. But the last thing that you really want to see a person go through, and also, you know, people that are born with deformities like club foot, all these things, you know, they deal with every day. One of the things that I've never asked anybody who's into the business of shoes and when it comes to diabetic footwear, what about people that are dealing with some sort of issue to where they have to have something on their foot, but they've had some sores, they've had some surgery, obviously in some cases, you know, sadly, you know, some people actually lose toes. Can you make that all fit for them or at least give them some sort of comfort so they can remain comfortable and have their dignity at the same time?
Yeah, we can make shoes that handle all of those problems. We can even put in toe fillers when people are actually missing their toes, and it makes it feel like their foot is intact. And we can do things for calluses, for bunions, for sores on their feet. So there's a lot of choices. And everything we do, once we do it, we can always modify it. So it's not finished at the end. We can always help more to find even more relief.
Because sometimes their feet will change over the years. And we can, like you said, make modifications in what we give them or recommend something better if their feet change, that they need something else.
All right, listen, you can talk to these guys right now and get some great information by calling 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, kdkradio.com. Now, you talked about, you know, feet changing, and I was talking to you about this off the air. Skinnier, 12D, and obviously not as skinny as I once was. We all seem to change, and now it's a 13, but it's a wide 13. Talk about the difference and why people need to get their foot measured. And when you try to buy shoes off the rack, you're defeating your purpose. And if you try to skimp as far as the price, you're really defeating your purpose. So talk about why an accurate measurement really matters, and spending a little bit more to get a good brand goes a whole lot longer as far as comfort and a better way as far as your overall health is concerned. Either one of you guys.
Well, if you don't measure the person's foot, you're working in the dark. And I've had people come in there telling me, well, they say they're 60 years old. They said, I've been wearing the size 10D all my life, and this is what I wear. And you measure their foot, and now they wear a completely different size, and you have to prove it to them by putting on a shoe with the correct size, because a lot of people don't realize that their feet do change. So it makes a difference. And then from there, we go on to make sure that the shape of the shoe resembles the shape of their foot as close as possible so that it fits.
Listen, this is what upsets me about the world we live in. We're in such a throwaway society today. And I've told this to my buddy, you know, Mr. Levin many times, you know, where people go out and try to buy cheap furniture as opposed to one room at a time and, you know, an heirloom handed down. And when I was a kid growing up, my dad made it work raising 6 kids on a shoestring budget. We always had good shoes because it was important to them. Everybody tries to cut corners now, and it always comes back to hurt them. I don't think people understand the significance, Gene and Mark, of why Best Made Shoes and what you do. It's so smart, because if you don't want to deal with the bunions and the corns and all the problems, and, you know, I saw my grandmother's feet just deteriorate through years of hard work, and my father's, and it all came down to them years later saying, you know, I should have taken better care. That's why my kids and grandkids will never have to go through this. Please explain to the audience why it's worth taking time, especially when it comes to your kids, getting the proper fit and the proper shoe for them.
Well, if you don't have the quality of the shoes, you're giving something that's not really helping them. I mean, a lot of people, like you've mentioned, are doing things for cost or for fashion. But if it doesn't fit their foot, especially as they grow, it's going to be harmful later. You have small toe boxes that give pressure and makes bunions and hammer toes, then the shoes you're going to have later on are going to be much less pretty. So there's a lot of, you know, choice as you go along. And if you have things that properly fit, you walk better, you feel better.
Okay, I'm only going to say this one. Podorthos, you're certified. What in the world does that mean?
That's someone who has training in shoes, feet, anatomy. What we do also is make custom shoes and custom orthotics, where a lot of podorthos don't, but it's someone who actually has the ability to see your feet and to give you the proper shoes and to like what we do is actually more than what most podorthists do. Most people just fit you where we take the next step.
And we recognize different foot conditions, such as the biggest one today seems to be plantar fasciitis, which you hear so much about when you have heel pain. And there's so many things we can do for heel pain. Whereas people come into our place, we have an orthotic that we either make or already made one that's excellent for that. And most people can put it on and within half hour, they can tell the difference.
We got to get to a break. By the way, if you have a question, because I got questions, they can stay here all night. Love what they do and who they are. But it's 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. All of the things that we're talking about tonight, and I really believe this, that not all of them, but I'd say a good 50% of them could be prevented with better selection as far as shoes are concerned. Quickly, is that a fair statement, Mark?
Yes, that's true. If you don't have the proper size, you don't have the proper fit, then like we mentioned, you're going to have more problems later, and it's not going to get better.
All right, listen, I want you to get on the phone and give us a call at 866-391-1020. But if you don't call us, call them. They'll be back at it tomorrow, 412-621-9363, and they are located at 5143 Liberty Avenue in the heart of Bloomfield. Best Made Shoes, back on Pittsburgh Works in moments.
The following is paid for by Best Made Shoes.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Okay, this is where it's really going to get interesting. You know, we've been talking about style, about history, what they do, and we've kind of, you know, hinted on some of the things as far as people dealing with medical conditions. We talked about Birkenstock. We talked about New Balance. They're located, Best Made Shoes, 5143 Liberty Avenue. You can call them during the day at 412-621-9363. But diabetes, arthritis, heel pain, hammer toes, all sorts of things, bunions, plantar fasciitis, flat feet. You can get foot pain relief today. Again, 412-621-9363, bestmadeshoes.com. But if you have a question for them, you know, and you need some help, give us a call. They've been around since 1977 here in Pittsburgh, 866-391-1020. And Mark, you and I, and by the way, I have this flyer in my hand. These shoes are absolutely beautiful, and they're really beautiful because they're giving people a whole lot of comfort. Talk about the insurance aspect of this, and this is what I find fascinating, and this is why I love the fact that we have both of these companies in our region because they're helping people at Best Made Shoes. Tell us about that.
With the diabetic shoes, you can get a prescription from your physician, and we take that. We're a provider, and we're a provider for UPMC, Highmark, Blue Cross, Advantra, and they'll actually help pay for some of the cost, or in some cases, all of the cost. And we do all the paperwork for the patient, and they can get shoes and inserts or orthotics once a year, and it changes their life because some of these people either don't have the money or don't know what type of shoes that would really be best for them. So we, you know, help them. They come in and it can change their life because they're less pain and it's going to be a healthier life for them just, you know, with their shoes that they get.
Listen, you know, we were talking about people with medical conditions, but there are a lot of people out there like nurses who are working, you know, 12-hour shifts. I mean, a lot of people on their feet a lot of time. So this is for people who really are dealing with just, you know, tired feet, right?
That's the truth. It doesn't matter if you have something really serious or it's just the fact that you're exhausted at the end of the day because your feet are killing you, which just means they need more support and a shoe that fits properly. It's that simple.
And there's always somebody there who says, well, you need to just get off your feet and rest a little bit. Well, I've got some children I have to feed, you know, bills I have to pay.
That's right.
So I gotta get up and
get
going.
We help a lot of doctors, nurses, chefs, people that are on their feet, you know, 12, 18-hour days. We have shoes, we have inserts. It really makes them keep going, and they feel so much better.
So you actually were being taught this by your dad when you were 11?
That's when I started working with him.
At 11?
In Brockton, Massachusetts, yeah.
Can I give your age? I'm 62. I can give your age. You don't care.
I'm 73.
And you look great, so hard work pays off, I guess. But I mean, you have to absolutely love what you do.
That's it. That makes a difference. If you love your work, then you enjoy it, and it shows on your health.
You know, you can tell a lot about people and their medical condition, you know, podiatrists, people, their feet. I mean, your feet really can be so good to you and so bad to you at the same time. What do you think it is about people? They just don't pay attention. Do you know how many people probably are listening to this right now going, you know, I've had that heel pain for the longest time, but I just, you know, try to, you know, tough it out and get through the day. There's really no need to do that. I mean, if you're having certain problems with your feet, you really owe it to yourself. I mean, take a little bit of that paycheck and put it worth something that's going to, you know, make going to work feel a whole lot better. When these people come back to you to get another pair of shoes, some of the people that we just mentioned in different professions, what do they say to you? Like, I didn't believe it. I can't believe it. This is amazing.
They say all that, and they say they thank God that we're there because it's changed their life. Sometimes they come in, they're crying. They've been everywhere. We're their last hope. And, they don't know what to do because they don't know what the answers are. And a lot of times we measure them, we look at them, and what we do with shoes and inserts and socks is, you know, night and day from what they've been doing. And it really makes them be able to work and to live. And that's why, I mean, most of our customers are repeat customers that have been there, you know, 8, 10, 12, 15 times. We don't have a lot of like one-time customers that never come back.
Well, and we were talking too during the break, and I kind of said this, and I didn't think it was for sure that you were going to answer the way you did. But I said, you know, even if I lived in West Virginia, I would drive here because you're really one of the only people in this tri-state that does this. And you said you actually had a customer from there, right?
Yeah, we had a customer this week who used to come and she moved away. She's in West Virginia and she went to doctors. She went to everyone in her area. Nobody could give her the orthotics. Nobody could give her the shoes that helped. And she drove 5 hours and stayed at a hotel to come to see us. And drove 5 hours back, and she said she'll be back, and we're the only place she's going to go to. And we have tons of people like that come from other cities, come from other states that can't get help and are just so grateful that we've changed their lives.
Yeah, and listen, you've got UPMC, you've got Highmark, you got ache in your feet. It's worth the call because I didn't even realize that was part of the playing field here to where they can really help in some cases pay for them or pay for most of them or part of them.
Right.
So you at least owe it to yourself to make the call.
Right.
Correct. And Medicare is one of the plans also that takes care of it. You don't have to be on one of the HMOs. You can just have straight Medicare. And they all will pay either all of it or a percentage of it.
All right. Now, give me the vision. So, you know, since 77, before that with your dad, you're working in Brockton, Massachusetts at 11. When did you see this thing start to evolve to where there was much more than just heel to toe and how does it feel to where you started looking at people with issues and the insurance aspect of it?
When? That's a good question.
Yeah, well, probably what, the mid-80s or 90s or something like that?
No, probably before I came to Pittsburgh.
Well, the 90s with the insurance
yeah,
that, bill.
Yeah, the insurance.
Oh, yeah, with the insurance bill. Yeah, that became a...
In the early 90s.
It was a government ruling that they were saving money if they would buy shoes and inserts for people rather than have them go to the hospital and they had to pay bigger bills because they were... Some people with bad diabetes were losing toes and other problems with ulcers. So they figured that they were going to pay for people to go to a proper place and get shoes and inserts rather than pay their high bills of hospitalization. And that's how that became a part of it.
And really, it's always been about preventative. So if you can prevent someone from either getting bad or getting really bad,
it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's something else, and I said this to you earlier, not as vain as I used to be, but when you're young and, you know, you're kind of finding your way in the world, style's everything to you, especially, you know, dress for success. And the thought of getting some of the orthotics that I was seeing back in the 70s and 80s, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to have to take this pain or whatever I'm dealing with because, you know, I've had some back issues because of accidents, what have you. And I think also, too, if you're wondering if your back is bad on a regular basis, you might want to check into your footwear because that has a lot to do with it, too, especially lower back pain, sciatica, all that stuff. But these shoes that I'm looking at that you guys do, they're beautiful.
No, some of them are stylish and, you know, they fit. They come in widths and half sizes, and it's totally different than the old images people had.
When you think about how far this industry has come in your lifetime, you can say to yourself, boy, Mark, you're going to have an amazing ride because it's only going to get better, isn't it, Gene?
That's the truth. People are realizing more and more that comfort counts and they don't have to put up with pain anymore when it comes to their feet.
Now, do you deliver these shoes? You know, do you send them out, you know, Amazon, whatever, somebody wants to buy them? I mean, can they do that?
Well, we don't do that, but we ship all over the country, you know, when people call us that, you know, have been there and we send them, you know, different brands or they visit it and then, you know, they can't stay until we finish. So we mail all over the country.
That's fascinating. And these people have Pittsburgh connections, or they've seen you on the web, or how's that?
A lot of people. I mean, since the internet's been around, we've gotten so many people from other states that never would have come to Pittsburgh or never would have, you know, even known about us. But a lot of the people that lived in Pittsburgh moved away, and they take our business card or they look us up on Google. That, you know, that's the place they want to go, even though they're six states away.
All right, we're going to come back and we're going to spend another segment with these two guys. Again, Best Made Shoes since 1977, 5143 Liberty Avenue, Bloomfield, 412-621-9363, 412-621-9363. If you have a question, you want to get on board with us, we have another segment. You're welcome to call 866-391-1020 or Dollar Bank Instant Access, kdkradio.com. We'll be back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Hey, what a great hour it's been with Gene and Mark Rosen, Best Made Shoes, 5143 Liberty Avenue. If you want to give them a call, you can do so tomorrow at 412-621-9363. And if anybody has any questions and wants to join us here in the final segment, you can call in as well, 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. 2018 Favorite Shoe Store, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, 2016 Gold Medal Award winner for Custom Service by Footwear Insight Magazine. Lots of awards, lots of recognition because they go the extra mile. Gene said, you actually make house calls?
Yes, we do. We go anywhere in the Allegheny County.
Sometimes even further.
So how'd that start? Has that always been a part of what you've done?
It really has been, yeah, because there are a lot of people that couldn't get out and needed us. So we go out on the weekends usually.
Diabetes still the number one problem for people?
Yes.
Yes.
That's got to be so sad to watch people go through that. And when you help them, it must be when they walk out. And if you have a little bell on your door that rings when people come in or go out, as you hear that bell, you just must be so happy.
We are.
To see people.
It's amazing how it changes their lives.
Smile at the end of the day, like you said, right?
Right. It's an enjoyable business.
And here's something else, too, we got to focus on, because if you got some good ones, you want to hang on to them. You do repair work, too.
Sure. We do that. We've done that for years. And there's no reason to have to buy new shoes as often as people used to when you can repair them. And that's what we do.
So talk to me about shoe wear. The average person, just in your professional opinion, how often should we get a new pair of shoes? Because, you know, you hear people all the time, I'm not getting rid of these until, you know, the soles fall off.
Well, it depends on the type of shoes. I mean, if it's a tennis shoe or a sneaker, most of the time it's 6 months to a year. But if it's a dress shoe or some other shoes that we can repair, sometimes they've had them for 4, 8, 10 years. We just keep fixing them.
Is it true it takes a little bit of time to break in a new pair of shoes?
No.
No?
Should feel good right away. It'll get better later, but it should feel good right away.
If you have to say that you're going to break in the shoe and it's going to kill me until I do, then it's the wrong shoe for you.
It's just that simple. Yep. What do you think about people that buy shoes and, you know, just spend $25 on one of these big box stores? And I just don't think that's a bad way to start any kind of relationship with your feet and the shoes you put on them. You know, people go out and spend $200 on a pair of, you know, Jordans, but when it comes to dress shoes, they don't have the same thought process. And I think they should be thinking more about the dress shoes, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason they're $25. They're not made well. They're not real leather. They're not inserts that are going to last more than a month. So it's all the properties of the shoe. You get a better shoe that costs more. There's a reason it costs more, because of the way it's built. And it lasts longer when you have a better shoe. Junky shoes don't last, and there's a reason.
Listen, we've covered everything, but I want to really set aside just to listen to you guys talk about what you do and something you want to leave the listener with. And it's just been a real hoot to have you here, and I've heard nothing but good things. And obviously, now that I've gotten to know you both, I would have to agree, you're top shelf, and it's just a real joy to have you. So what do you want people to know about this business that your grandfather started? Then we'll wrap up with your dad. Go ahead, Mark.
Basically, that we can pretty much fix or help in anything that you need. We can do build-ups. We can do lifts if your one leg is shorter. We can make orthotics. We do runners, athletes, people that have all types of sores, calluses, diabetics. There's pretty much no one that we really can't help. And a lot of times people don't realize that we can really make their lives better. So that's why we also have our Facebook page. Just go to Best Made Shoes, or Instagram, Best Made Shoes, or Twitter, @Pittsburgh Shoes. And leave your comments, leave your questions, and we'll do our best to get you in and to help us and to help you.
Well, I got to talk about the man that started it all, your dad, and you know, what do you think he'd think of all of this? And about,
I think he would be proud as heck.
Yeah, especially with this young man.
Right, to have the family business continue the way it's been going, that he would be extremely happy.
Family was everything to him.
That's right. And as you were saying, what we can leave the listeners with.
Yeah.
Everything for us to decide or to recommend something to you is free. There's no fee for coming into our store to ask questions. So if there's any problems that they want answers for, we'll be glad to spend some time with them and tell them what we think will make them feel better and show them what's available.
You want them to feel welcome. You want them to come in and sit and browse and talk and ask questions and no high pressure, just to let them know, hey, you know, we're going to make it work. So what can we do for you? And we'll answer any question, because I'm sure you pretty much have answered every question in your career.
We're like a bartender. They come in and tell us their problems, and we make them feel better.
You know, I got to believe sometimes people are in the middle of a long day where they've just gotten done with their long day and their feet are just barking at them, screaming at them, to where they're there and they're like, or they get on their smartphone and Google, or they're listening to this and they just come in your door and say, enough is enough. Help me.
Exactly.
Every day.
We do get that all the time.
Listen, guys, I can't thank you enough, and I know you're proud to be a part of Bloomfield and Little Italy Days coming up in August. I'll try to stop in and see what's going on, and I hope that you'll come back, and just know that people appreciate craftsmanship and quality, and I appreciate generations and family businesses, especially small business, because it really is the backbone of this country, and it's been a real honor to have you here. This has got to be exciting for you to be able to, and listen, I miss mine every day, Father's Day just around the bend,
right?
But to have your dad here working with you side by side, that's got to be a real, real kick, right?
Yeah, every day, you know, you're amazed that, you know, we've been together this long and it's working, and I've been there 25 years, so.
And we have gift certificates for Father's Day also.
Okay, quickly, Jimmy, you got like 30 seconds. What's your question, quickly? Jimmy.
Hello?
Yeah, quickly. Yeah. What's your question, quickly?
I shattered my tibia, and they put four screws and a plate in. 2 days later, I had an infection known as compartment syndrome. Long story short, I spent 7 weeks in the hospital. I had 12 surgeries. As a result of that, I have nerve damage in my foot, and my middle toe is like a claw toe.
So can you help him? And this happens to be the legend that is Jimmy Censeri. I'd know that voice anywhere. So can you help this guy?
We can definitely make it better. We can make him brand new again.
Right.
But we can give him something that won't be squeezing on that toe that he's talking about.
We'll give him more relief.
All right. So, Jimmy, I need you
to
get
by.
You need to get in there, 5143 Liberty Avenue. Give him a call. I love you. Good to hear from you, okay?
Okay, I'll call you later this week, Rob.
All right, buddy. Listen, thank you both for being here, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, stay tuned. News next.
The preceding is paid for by Best Made Shoes. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.